From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A number of media outlets are reporting that nine staff from the medical group Doctors Without Borders are dead and numerous others are unaccounted for after its trauma center in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz suffered a bombing earlier today. The organization didn't say who carried out the aerial attack, but the U.S. military has acknowledged it's conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the area that might have caused collateral damage. Afghan troops backed by U.S. airstrikes have been engaged in heavy fighting in Kunduz since Taliban militants took over the city earlier in the week. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon says only 5% of Russia's airstrikes in Syria have targeted Islamic State extremists as Moscow's four-day-old aerial bombing campaign continues despite Western concerns. President Obama says the Syrian civil war is not going to become a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia. Mr. Obama spoke Friday about Russian President Vladimir Putin's strategy in Syria.
He doesn't distinguish between ISIL and a moderate Sunni opposition that wants to see Mr. Assad go. From their perspective, they're all terrorists. And that's a recipe for disaster. And it's one that I reject.
President Obama said the lack of distinction will have consequences for Syria that emerges from the conflict because the moderates will need to help run the country. Nigerian officials say 15 people were killed, 41 injured in explosions, two of them near the capital, Abuja. No group has claimed responsibility for the explosions, but the attacks look a lot like attacks carried out by Boko Haram in the past. This is VOA News. Iran is welcoming a plane carrying home the first group of Iranian pilgrims killed in last week's stampede, during the annual Muslim Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Iran has blamed the stampede on mismanagement by Saudi Arabia. Iranians made up by far the largest share of the 769 people killed in the September 24th disaster. UN Refugee Agency reporting an overwhelming number of refugees and migrants crossing the Mediterranean from Turkey arriving in Greece, where the number could top 400,000 this year. The UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards tells VOA European countries have announced a program for relocating 120,000 refugees among EU countries and have increased funding to tackle the critical situation.
Although public attention has moved away this week from Europe's refugee emergency, it's very clear this is a continuing, very large-scale emergency that's underway. People are moving through all these countries en route. Many of the problems still have to be addressed. There has to be proper, a united approach to all levels of managing this crisis. And there's lots more work still to be done. In addition to that, the factors driving these flows are not going away.
In light of the quickly evolving situation in Europe, the UNHCR has an action plan aimed to assist those refugees arriving in Europe. Australian officials said today the shooting death of a police official by a teenager in Sydney is likely politically motivated and appears to be an act of terrorism. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull spoke with reporters.
It was doubly shocking because it was perpetrated by a 15-year-old boy. And it underlines the importance of families, communities, leaders being very aware of whether young people are becoming radicalized. It is also important that to remember that the Australian Muslim community will be especially appalled and shocked by this.
Some reports suggest the suspect shouted religious slogans before killing the 17-year police veteran. U.S. government investigators have recovered a number of weapons possessed by a lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in the state of Oregon on Thursday. Selenez Nunez is a U.S. federal arms officer.
So far, we've recovered 13 weapons. Out of those 13 weapons, we currently have in custody. Six were recovered at the school. Seven were recovered at the shooter's residence.
And police are attempting to determine why the gunman opened fire at the school, leaving nine people dead. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.